It's September 16th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine here again with Lila Ledesma for your daily news roundup. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin and the Fed, the first CBDC in real life, MicroStrategy's big bet, and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Crypto.com, Bitstamp, and Nexo.io. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Bitcoin is struggling to clear the seemingly all-important psychological hurdle of $11,000 ahead of today's U.S. Federal Reserve rate decision. The cryptocurrency found buyers near 10,675 during early Asian trading hours, but couldn't get past 10,940, according to the CoinDesk Bitcoin Price Index. The cryptocurrency may rise above the $11,000 mark if the Fed announces more stimulus measures, having cut rates to zero, launched asset purchase programs, and signaled tolerance for high inflation earlier this year. It's the second time in less than 24 hours that Bitcoin has failed to break above that $11,000 mark. And CoinDesk's Omkar Godbole reports that upward momentum could break if the price drops and remains below $10,675 per token in the near future. Back to the Fed, they're expected to keep interest rates unchanged and reiterate their willingness to tolerate high inflation. In other words, interest rates are likely to remain low for a prolonged period of time, a bullish development for scarce assets like Bitcoin and gold. Markets, however, have already factored in that likelihood, according to Reuters. The focus, therefore, will be on the Fed's growth and inflation forecasts. Ian Shepard, chief economist of the forecasting firm Pantheon, said Fed Chair Jerome Powell is likely to be quizzed about the wisdom of the central bank's push to boost inflation. Quote, he'll push back, arguing that the increase is nothing to worry about, even if it continues, and that the Fed is still not even thinking about future rate hikes, Shepard wrote late Tuesday in a report. They aren't going to blink anytime soon, he added. According to BK Asset Management's Kathy Lian, the U.S. dollar may find buyers if the Fed is more positive on economic growth. In that case, Bitcoin will likely face selling pressure. But if the Fed announces more stimulus measures, the dollar would likely drop, potentially powering stronger gains in Bitcoin. Bitcoin is currently trading at $10,941, while Ether is trading at $367, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
The Central Bank of the Bahamas has confirmed it's moving ahead with the nationwide launch of its digital currency sometime in October. The Caribbean nation of just under 400,000 people will roll out its central bank digital currency, dubbed the Sand Dollar, next month, Bloomberg reported this on Tuesday. That will make it probably the first CBDC to launch anywhere in the world. It's been suggested China won't launch its digital yuan initiative until the Beijing Winter Olympics in 2022. Approximately $48,000 worth of the new CBDC will enter circulation initially and will be available via the mobile-based wallet app. The Sand Dollar is backed one-to-one to the Bahamian dollar, which in turn is pegged to the US dollar. Speaking to Bloomberg, Chao Zhen Chen, the central bank's assistant manager of eSolutions, said the CBDC has been designed to provide people and businesses in some of the archipelago's far-flung islands with better access to financial services. It has already been tested on the remote islands of Exuma and Abaco. As countries around the world race towards their own central bank digital currencies, the launch of the first, even if it's quite small, is significant and it's a story we'll be watching.
Hey listeners, Crypto.com offers one of the most convenient ways to purchase your favorite tokens or cryptocurrencies. It's also one of the most cost-effective ways, with the normal 3.5% credit card fee waived for all crypto purchases. What's more, with Crypto.com's MCO Visa card, you can get up to 10% back on things like food and grocery shopping. When you buy gift cards with the Crypto.com app, you can get up to 20% back. So download the Crypto.com app today and enjoy these offers until the end of September.
Bitstamp is the original global cryptocurrency exchange. Since 2011, Bitstamp has been the preferred exchange for serious traders and investors, trusted by over 4 million customers, including top financial institutions. Bitstamp is built on professional-grade trading technology. Their platform is powered by a NASDAQ matching engine, and their APIs are recognized as the best in the industry. Download the Bitstamp app from the App Store or Google Play, or visit bitstamp.net/pro to learn more and start trading today. That's bitstamp.net/pro. In this crisis, many investors aim to keep and grow their digital assets. Others seek to maximize the yield on their cash. Nexo allows you to achieve exactly these two goals. The company offers instant crypto credit lines against all major cryptocurrencies, with interest rates starting from only 5.9% APR. Nexo also lets you earn up to 10% annually on your fiat and digital assets. What's more, interest is paid out daily, and you can add or withdraw funds at any time. Get started at nexo.io.
Yeah. In a continuing story, MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor explains his $425 million bet on Bitcoin. Quote, "I want something I could put $425 million into for 100 years, Saylor told CoinDesk's Danny Nelson in an exclusive interview. "Forget about parking the balance sheet surplus in inflation-prone cash, low-yield bonds, or overextended tech stocks," Saylor said. "In a market like this, and in the future he said is certain to come, there are only two good places to put excess cash to work, stock buybacks and Bitcoin." It's a radical about-face for a man who 7 years ago said in a tweet, quote, "Bitcoin's days are numbered. It seems like just a matter of time before it suffers the same fate as online gambling." So, what sparked the change? "I went down the rabbit hole during COVID-19, Saylor said, admitting he was wrong to have doubted Bitcoin back in the $600 per token range. Fast forward to 2020, and Saylor found himself reading up on Bitcoin. He learned as much about crypto as fast as he could. Saylor said he pored over essays by Bitcoin luminaries, listened to NLW's and Pomp's crypto podcasts, scoured the internet for Peter Schiff's Bitcoin debates with Eric Voorhees, and lost himself in Andreas M. Antonopoulos' media empire. Surprisingly, COVID-19's global business woes were actually a boon for MicroStrategy. Saylor said the firm soon realized it had more cash on hand than it needed to operate in a newly streamlined virtual first world. Moving away from the dollar is now Saylor's primary concern. He said he can't stand the inflationary risk. "I started to cheerfully assign homework to MicroStrategy executives and directors," Saylor said. He staged a series of learning exercises to bring everyone up to speed. If MicroStrategy was going to move millions into Bitcoin, then everyone had to be on board. In 3 months' time, he and his executives had accrued the crypto education and dealt with myriad legal, custodial, and security issues that he said stand in the way of publicly traded companies getting into crypto. Then, in late July, executives unveiled the game plan on the firm's Q2 earnings call. MicroStrategies would seek to invest up to $250 million in the next 12 months in, quote, one or more alternative investments or assets, which may include stocks, bonds, commodities such as gold, digital assets such as Bitcoin, or other asset types, the company said on July 28th of this year. 6 days later, MicroStrategy poured all $250 million of its inflation hedging surplus into Bitcoin. Gone was the 12-month timeline and the promise to diversify across gold and other alternative assets. It's all Bitcoin, all the time. Come September, its board of directors had recognized Bitcoin as MicroStrategy's primary treasury reserve and hinted in an SEC filing that more buying could be on the way. And as we told you yesterday in a late-breaking announcement, MicroStrategy's has now converted a total of $425 million into Bitcoin. The stock has surged 30% since its first Bitcoin buy on August 11th, and it was up 9% on Tuesday. Other publicly traded tech firms, think Apple or Google, park billions of excess capital in cash and leave it there for years. But Saylor didn't want to leave MicroStrategy's millions in a bank account where the specter of inflation could slowly whittle it away. Quote, "This is not speculation, nor is it a hedge," said Saylor. "This was a deliberate corporate strategy to adopt a Bitcoin standard," end quote.
And finally, bank regulators in 49 U.S. states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico plan to make compliance for cryptocurrency companies simpler by consolidating supervisory exams. The Conference of State Bank Supervisors, a coordinating body for state regulators, confirmed to Reuters the new regime for money service businesses will introduce the same rules and standards across 48 states. This will streamline compliance, making it easy for state-licensed money transmitters like Coinbase to work across multiple states instead of going through the time and expense of getting regulated in each and every one. One state will lead a group in representing all 49 regulatory bodies in evaluating each different company. And this model will apply to 78 money service businesses, including Western Union and PayPal, that together move a reported $1 trillion annually. The CSBS is expected to unveil the new regulatory regime very soon. And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Thursday. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.